The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, anything I can do to help?
No, I'm just going to wash up the dinner dishes and pack them. I'll just leave a few dishes out for breakfast, which will be skimpy tomorrow, because I want the boxes ready for the movers if they arrive early.
Yeah, boy, the house looks funny, doesn't it? Everything packed up. All so bare.
I know. Listen, you could put Betsy to bed, if you will. See that she brushes her teeth.
Okay.
What time do the movers say they'd be here?
Well, I don't know. I didn't specify. I just said we had to be out of the house early.
Mm-hmm.
That the people who bought the place were having their furniture shipped on from Cincinnati.
You think theirs will arrive tomorrow?
Golly, I don't know. You know as much about it as I do. The Clayton said they wanted to move in on the 16th, all I know.
I suppose we really should have been out of here today. Hand me that dish, shall we, dear?
Huh?
How long do you think... Oh, thanks. How long do you think it'll take the movers to get everything on the van?
Movers? Oh, I don't know, a couple hours.
Oh, gee, what a nuisance. After store, I think, until a new house is ready. We didn't time it very well.
Now, look, we did the best we could, darling. You can't always build a new house and sell your old house and have everything dovetailed just perfectly.
No, I guess not. Still,
when
no.
I drove out to that new house today, boy, I'm telling you something, we'll be lucky to be in there by Christmas.
Oh, honey, don't say things like that.
Well, look, it's so unfinished looking. The wiring's not done, the plumbing, I mean, the windows. That place couldn't possibly be ready by any October 1st.
Well, I don't see how we can sponge off the Smiths any longer than 2 weeks. It was so nice of Barbara to invite us, but there's such a thing as wearing out your welcome.
Yeah, I know. Well, as you said before, let's take things as they come. Worry about it then. By the way, the Smiths are expecting us out there tomorrow, aren't they?
Oh, yes. I've been talking to Barbara every day and arranging things. Why?
Well, I saw Harry on the street today. He didn't even mention it. Didn't say a word about our coming out to stay with him. Fact is... Well, I thought he acted kind of funny.
Oh, you know Harry. I've always thought he was a little peculiar. I just love Barbara, but I mean, Harry's all right, but... You know, it's like someone once said, with every married couple, there's always one you like a lot and the other one you just sort of put up with.
Yeah, I guess so. You mean all our friends like you and put up with me?
Oh, no, dear. More likely the opposite.
Oh.
Put up with me. Now, get Betsy to bed and then we'll pack up the last few things.
Yeah.
With so much talk going around about activities in outer space, we'd like to remind you that there's still plenty of excitement right here on our own planet. Some of it is of a serious nature, of course. Business trends that can raise or lower our standard of living, uprisings that flare up between personalities and nations, even royal romances that may influence the course of history for years. And there's much that's entertaining to keep up with, too. A new nightclub act that's wowing them in Las Vegas or Chicago. And some of the thrills are set to music, classical and jazz. And drama sets no limit on the experiences and emotions you can share with the most imaginative writers and performers of our time. Now, these excitements are all going on right here on Earth. And because many radio stations have joined together in great teams like our CBS radio network, exciting things happening all over the world can be brought directly to you.
Hey, what's the matter with this telephone? I can't get a thing. Our line seems to be dead.
What, there?
Telephone. The line's dead.
Oh, I know it. Didn't I tell you? They came and disconnected it.
Who did? Disconnected?
Yes, telephone.
Why?
Well,
the Claytons are going to be moving right in.
I told them that, but it seems they always do that. They disconnect it, but they leave the phone in.
Oh.
And there's no trouble with, you know, bills later on and all that.
Oh, well, I suppose. Boy, seems funny not to have a phone.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've gone over the whole house. I've looked in every closet and every cupboard. I think we packed everything.
Now, look, when the movers come tomorrow, don't forget that stuff in the garage has to go, too. Lawn chair, ladder, all that.
No, I won't forget you. Now, tomorrow, as soon as the movers have our things out, I'll take the baby and go on out to the Smiths. Then in the afternoon, I'll come back into town and pick up Betsy when she's through school. And then I guess I'll just have to come back in and get you when you're through work.
I guess so. Kind of a nuisance being 4 miles out in the country.
Well, it's only for 2 weeks now. We hope. And the Smiths were nice enough to ask us, you know.
Boy, I'll say, I don't know what we'd have done. I don't see any hotel being glad to see us with a bunch of rabbits and chickens and a dog.
Forgot the four turtles.
Yeah, and the four turtles. Forgot, yeah.
Well, I suppose we might as well go to bed.
Go to bed? You're kidding? It's only 8:30.
Well, we haven't any lamps, dear. I packed them all. There's no top light in the living room. We'll either have to sit here in the hall or out in the kitchen.
Well, we can sit in the dining room and read the paper anyhow. Come on, what do you say? Any coffee left?
No, but I can make some in a jiffy.
No, it won't take a minute,
dear. I'll put on some water. It won't take a minute.
Well, you got all the cups packed, haven't you?
No, I left two out for our breakfast. We can use those. Oh, I packed the sugar.
Oh, where?
Where? That's a good question. Well, I'll look for it.
Boy, you know, it seems funny to think this is our last night in this house.
No, I was thinking about it all day. Mm. Always seems so sad to leave a place you've lived in.
We've had a lot of fun in this house.
Yes. Oh, so many things to remember. Upstairs, I have Betsy's height mark on the door jamb. You know how she's grown each year. Pencil mark.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt sort of sad washing all those little pencil marks off today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a nice house.
I know it. I was thinking that all the time I was packing up to move, and I thought, here, our life has been so hectic since we decided to move, and it was all so pleasant and restful before. I thought, what in the world ever got into us to build a new house and sell this one when this one's so nice?
Don't you remember?
What do you mean?
You mean you don't remember how we happened to decide to sell this place?
Well, I know we got a good price for
it. You don't remember that our phone number was listed by mistake on the houses for sale in the newspaper?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I had forgotten that. What happened?
Well, that's how we met Mr. Clayton. I mean, he was desperate for a house, and he called this number.
Oh, yes. Honestly, we had no intention of selling until we put the idea in our heads. Then he came out here and saw the house and liked it. I remember that.
So much money. You got carried away by the idea.
I did. Are you blaming me?
I'm not blaming anybody.
Why, you were just as anxious as I was.
All right. We were both carried away by the thought of getting so much for the house. Little did we know that it would be a drop in the bucket toward building a new house.
Oh, so here's your coffee, dear. Well, I'll look for the sugar. I don't know where.
I tell you, I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes in a cold sweat when I think of the bills that keep rolling in.
You think maybe I ought to look for a job?
Yeah. Job? Doing what?
Well, I don't know. Sales girl somewhere?
Sales girl? Sweetheart, the way you add and subtract, you'd have your sales slip so bollocked up the bookkeeping department would go crazy.
Well, I can type fairly well. Maybe I could brush up on that. Oh, here's the sugar.
Thank you, sweet.
Or maybe I could get a job as a cook somewhere.
You got a job as a cook. I'm not going to let anybody steal you away from me either. Honey, come here. Come on, sit down on my lap.
Oh, don't. See, come here. Now, there's no curtains. Anybody can look right in.
It's all right. We're married, for Pete's sake. Now, stop worrying about things, will you? Somehow we'll make ends meet. We always do.
Well, I hate to have you so worried, though, all the time, darling.
I got news for you. I'm not really so worried. I just like to make a big fuss.
No, I know you, dear.
All right, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about all the fun we've had living here, huh? Remember the Thanksgiving we had? All the families here that time, and I started to carve the turkey, and my knife slipped.
Oh, yes. And the turkey flew off the platter and landed in Aunt Effie's lap.
You remember that?
Good silk dress. Oh, dear. Remember the Christmas party we had? And we were going to have this wonderful fire in the fireplace.
Oh, that one, yeah. And the house filled up with smoke.
Yes, and just as the guests arrived, a fuse blew and we had no light, and it turned the oven off and the meat wasn't done. Oh, heaven.
Hey, wasn't that the night of the blizzard?
Yes, it was. And most of the people couldn't get home. We had to put them up.
Yeah, sure, dear,
what a night. Mm. You know, what I remember most about that night was Charlie Bemis kissed Barbara Smith under the mistletoe. Remember how furious Madge was?
Yeah, golly. Fit to be tired.
Well, Harry Smith wasn't too pleased either.
Nah, that's right. It was pretty silly. That was all in fun.
Yeah.
Anyhow, beats me how anybody could be jealous of Charlie Bemis.
Well, I can see how it is. Yeah, Charlie's rather attractive.
Charlie?
Oh, yes. I mean, I know he's loud and all that, but he's a rather handsome fella.
Charlie Bemis?
Yes, Charlie Bemis.
I think you better get off my lap. You're wrinkling my pants.
Oh, honey, for heaven's sake. All right, are you jealous? You jealous?
Jealous of Charlie Bemis? For Pete's sake, are you kidding? Certainly not, but to call that guy handsome.
Oh, you're jealous. Who can that be? I'll go. You finish your coffee. And I'm glad to know, sweetheart, that you still love me enough to be jealous.
Well, I am certainly not jealous of any Charlie Bean.
All right, dear, you're not jealous. Why, Barbara.
Well, for goodness sakes, come in. It's Barbara Smith here.
Well, I tried to call you by phone.
Oh, it's been disconnected. Is something wrong?
Well, yes, in a... Oh, I hardly know how to tell you.
Oh, hi, Barbara. Well, for heaven's sake, would you call Charlie B., Miss Hanson?
What? Never mind that, dear. Barbara's upset about something.
Well, I, Oh, I'm just so embarrassed.
Dig out another cup and I'll fix Barbara some coffee. Now, for goodness sakes, calm down, Barbara.
Well,
it can't be so awful.
But it is. It is. It is, really. It's just terrible.
Barb, some cream for her coffee. Barbara, I wish you'd tell us what you're so upset about instead of just saying how embarrassed you are.
But I am. You see, I just don't know how to begin. I'm so mad at Harry. I mean, well, he never tells me anything, and I had no idea.
Now, wait a minute, will you? Let me make a guess at what you're trying to say. You invited us out to stay with you, and now it is not convenient. Right?
Is that it? Well... Yes. Oh, I just feel terrible. It puts you in such a spot. But, well, you see, it seems that Harry invited his sister and her husband, and they have three small children, were to come and visit us this fall. And, well, to begin with, Harry never told me that he invited them at all. And on top of that, no special date was set. And then today, this letter came that they're on their way, and they're going to arrive tomorrow.
Oh. Well, that's all right, Barbara. I mean, don't worry about it.
But I know you've been planning on coming out, and, well, what do you do?
Now, forget it. It's not your problem. Anyhow, we'll make out.
Oh, you do understand?
Yep.
Don't think about it. Don't give it another thought.
See, there's just nothing else to say. That's the story. And, well, now I've got to go pick up Harry's mother and take her out to the house tonight. And, I'm just so embarrassed. But you do understand?
Of course.
Yeah, well, I'm just terribly sorry. I've just got to go and pick up Harry's mother. And I'll go out the back door because I parked in the drive. And I'm just so embarrassed. You sure you understand?
Absolutely. Oh, not forget it.
Well, let me know if there's anything else I can do, won't you?
Oh, yes,
of course.
Sure.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye, Barbara.
I'm so embarrassed, but... Well, thanks for understanding, and
bye.
You believe her?
No.
What could have happened?
She was so sweet about asking us.
I know darn well what happened. Finally dawned on dear Harry that we were moving in bag and baggage, and he didn't like it. And he's right. Pete's sake. I said to begin with I didn't think it would work, but no, you and Barbara were so sure everything would be so hotsy-totsy. So tonight they had a row about it and finally rigged up the story.
What are we going to do? I mean, we have to be out of here tomorrow.
Well, nothing I can do but start calling hotels.
Well, you can't use that phone.
Oh,
disconnected.
Golly.
Well, you'll have to phone early in the morning as soon as you get to your office. Oh, honey, hotels are so expensive.
Look, money in this case is the least of it. We got to find a hotel that's willing to put up 6 rabbits, 2 chickens, 1 dog, and 2 small children.
And 4 girls.
And 4
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Augusta Dabney and is produced by Walter Hart. We invite you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.